All right, we are continuing. We started last week. We did Hey part 4 and Vav part 1. But just to review, in case you weren't there or you just need a quick refresher, one of the things that we said about the letter Vav is that it very much is connected with the letter Hey, the letter preceding it, right? And we actually looked and we saw, based on how the Talmud understands letters, is that the Hey followed by Vav combination is actually some representation of God's name. Whether it's the shorthand version of what's part of his big name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, or whether it's its own name, either way, it clearly is representative of godliness in our world. Now, I've stressed this a few times already, and you're all going to kill me for this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I've said to you many times that the letter Hey, even though we call it the letter Hey, really is comprised of two letters, a Dalet representing physicality and the little Yud representing spirituality. And therefore, the letter Hey is the letter, so to say, that God used to create our physical world, which is the combination, the hybrid of physicality and spirituality. However, and here's where you might kill me. Up until now, letters 1 through 5 were all just in potential. They're in Hebrew what we call koach. It's the power, the potential to become real. Starting with our letter Vav, number 6, that's where it becomes tangible and physical form. So before you shoot me, let me explain. The same way when we discussed the letters Gimel and Dalet, numbers 3 and 4, we talked about how 3, representing the 3 patriarchs, representing the ideal vision of something, the way something should be in its pristine form. But it takes the 4, the Dalet, right, the matriarchs, to make it real, realistic. You remember that? Shake your head, yes, no, vaguely? Yes. Great. In a similar way, I'm going to use the same concept of where the letter Hey, the number 5, was representative of the pristine form of combining the physicality and the spirituality. However, it's the letter Vav and the number 6 that makes it a reality. This is what is now going to be real. What do I mean by that? It means that in the world in which we live, all of physicality really is built on the premise of the number 6. Everything, a 3D item, like this cup, right? If I hold it in the wrong angle, you can't see it because of my background. There it is, right? It's a cup. It's a 3D. It's got 3 dimensions to it because it has 6 sides. Everything in our world fits into that pattern of 6. Our directions, right? You have north, south, east, west, up, down. That is really the full representation of the world in which we live. Therefore, the number 6 really is the concept of 5, but brought into reality of number 6. How many days does the Torah tell us that God created our physical universe in? Not 5, 6. 6 days of creation. In fact, you know, we've spoken when we did the Maimonides class and we were talking about the Messiah, Mashiach coming. I threw out to you the idea that this world will only exist to a maximum of 6,000 years. Remember we talked a little bit about this and what it was based on? Well, the basis of it is the fact that you have 6 days of creation, each day representing 1,000 years. So the mere fact that our world in reality is built on the number 6 or multiples of 6, it makes sense, therefore, that the completion of our world system should be a multiple of 6. Hence, you have 6,000. The letter Vav, the number 6, represents completion in the physical world. That's really what the number represents. The 6 millennia, that is the duration of our physical world here. Similarly, if you look in the very first verse of the Torah, which is, again, we've quoted it a few times, in the beginning of God creating the heavens and earth, It's not surprising, therefore, there are exactly, not one, not two, three, four, or five, there are exactly six Alephs. The letter Aleph appears six times in that first verse, because as we talked when we spoke about the letter Aleph, it also is related to the word Eleph. Eleph is 1,000. So you have already alluded to, in the first verse about creation of our universe, you already have six 1,000s, six Alephs already alluded to in the very beginning. Because our physical world, in tangible terms, is represented with the number six. Where else do we find this? Well, if you think about it, let's take a step back. If you think about it, if you remember the way we described, and again, I'm only using it for illustrative purposes, heaven, godliness is up. We, physical beings, are down here. Obviously, God is everywhere. I don't mean to limit it. But the concept that there's a flow of energy, right? There's a flow of energy that's coming from above, and it goes through a pipeline. It goes through a channel. Well, look at the letter Vav. The letter Vav is exactly what that is. Where's my Vav? Here's my Vav. Here it is. This letter right here. Here's our sixth letter. Whoops. I don't want that. I want to use just plain old draw. Mouse, right? Here's our... I don't know why it's doing this, but here's our Vav, right? Right here, this guy, right here. Vav, it's like a channel. It's a pipeline that is bringing down that energy from above. So therefore, what you find is that the letter Vav is representing that flow of energy from above into our world in tangible real time. Now, if you recall, when we talked about Vav, when we talked about Hey, we said the number five was, what's the classic five? What's the classic five? What item really represents five?
Books of Torah.
The Torah, the five books of Moses. Hey, but you know there's more to that story. It can't just be five books of Moses, because what goes with it? What's hand in hand that goes with the written Torah? Is known as the oral Torah. It's known as the six orders of Mishnah. Yes, that's the full compendium of Torah. Now I understand why. Because five is the blueprint. Five represents the ideal vision of that hybrid. It's the instruction manual. But if you want to take that instruction manual and explain it in its full dimensions, all of it, the practical explanations and elucidation of the written Torah, of course it has to be divided into six orders of Mishnah. That's what's so special about this letter Vav. It is taking what Hey, the five represented in ideal, and turns it into, channels it directly into real time, the pipeline that brings it down. Now, if that's true, so then you also get an insight. Our world, the one we live in, come on, what's the two letters I always come back to? Free will, FW, free will, right? Well, if you think about the letter Vav, just a standing around, it stands like the dividing line. There's this and there's that. It's almost as if you can turn it sideways any way you want, but it really represents an axis of symmetry. That's the world. Positive, negative, right, wrong. We always have that free will, that equilibrium. It's again, it's the same reason why the 6 days of creation. But here's what's fascinating. Most people don't know this. The 6 days of creation are not just six discrete individualized days. They actually are paired. They go to in groups of two. Sunday goes with Monday. Tuesday goes with Wednesday. Thursday goes with Friday. We're going to leave Shabbat off for now until we get to seven. But the world of creation was actually paired. In fact, the Midrash tells a fascinating story. The Midrash says that once God finished creation and now Shabbat came along, Shabbat complained and said, well, I don't have a pair. There's nobody who's paired with me. Sunday's got Monday. Tuesday's got Wednesday. Thursday's got Friday, and I got nobody. God says, don't worry. I saved the best partner for you. It's the Jewish people. The Jewish people are the ones who are the pair for Shabbat. But we'll talk more about that when we get to number 7, God willing. But this whole idea of where 6 really is 3 doubled, 3 pairs of 2. But everything is built around this concept of multiples of 6. Even time, which is a creation for our world. Remember, God is above time. God is not bound by time. We, living in our Vav world, are bound by time. Therefore, everything about time is also multiples. There's 12 hours day, 12 hours night. You have 60 minutes in an hour, 60 seconds for a minute. These are not by chance, because the premise of our world is all multiples of 6. Now, if you recall, it makes a lot of sense, because for free will to exist, again, remember when we talked about Aleph, that upper Yud, which is representative of godliness above, the lower Yud is the godliness we're trying to infuse from down here, but what's in the middle? What's on that letter Aleph right in the middle between the two Yuds was a Vav. Remember that? Shake your head. Even if you don't, just shake it anyway. Great, perfect, right? Perfect. So you have that Vav. Why was that the letter of blockage between the two? Because we said that the 6 days of creation were layers and layers and layers of the mask. That mask, those layers that making it a challenge to connect the lower Yud to the upper Yud. The letter Vav, our world, are those levels of masks, and therefore it's exactly in 6 days, specifically. You with me? Okay, great. Here's what's interesting. If you're mathematically inclined, here's an interesting, what math will call an anomaly. After this class, you will see it's not an anomaly, but it's a perfect design. The number 6, or multiples of 6, is the only number that is its integral parts equal the total. Meaning, the number 6, if you divide it in half, you have 3. If you divide it by a third, it's 2. And if you divide it by itself, meaning a sixth, it's 1. 3 plus 2 plus 1 is 6. Try that with any other number, like the number 4. Divided in half is 2. Divided by a quarter is 1. 2 and 1 is only 3. Doesn't add up to 4. Try it on the number 8. Divided in half is 4. Divided by, well, you can't do a third, obviously. We're talking about whole numbers. So you divide it by a quarter, that's 2. And then if you divide it by an eighth, it's only 1. You're only up to 7. Have I completely lost you? Yes, looks like it. Okay, let's try that again. The number 6, for you to divide it into parts, even parts, can't be fractions, it can't be decimals, whole numbers. There's only 3 possible combinations you can do with the number 6. Divide it by 2, divide it by 3, and divide it by 6. Yes? Well, if you divide 6 by 2, half of it, you get a total of 3. 6 divided by 2 is 3, unless it's new math, in which my kids will tell me it doesn't add up to that anyway. But 6 in half is now 3, okay? Keep that number in mind. If you take that same 6, thank you, friend. If you take that same 6 and you divide it by the next possible division, is divided by 3, that leaves you 2. So now you add the 3 you did when you divided it by 2, plus the 2 you just divided it by 3. Now you have a total of 5. If you divide 6 by one more number, and that's by itself, right, you're left with 1, which is a grand total of 3 plus 2 plus 1 is 6. It's the only number that it's going to work that way. Multiples of 6. Math calls it anomaly. The Ibn Ezra, one of the early commentators on the Chumash himself, brought this in his commentary. And he says, because that's the power of six. The power of six is that it all has to be balanced. The whole has to be evenly balanced with its parts, because our world has to exist with free will, where there is an equal balance between right and wrong, an equal pull to do the right thing or otherwise. Was that easier? Was that better? Maybe. Okay. But what else do we know about this letter Vav? We've already spoken a few times. What does the word Vav actually mean? It means hook. A hook, correct. It means a hook. Now, the way we explained it last time is that that's the last stage of that flow of energy from above down to our world. It's the hook into our world, right? The Vav is the whole pipeline, but then it has to hook into ours. It's not surprising, therefore, that the letter Vav is always what's known as the Vav HaChibur. It's the Vav of connection. In English, we call it a conjunction. Very often, the letter Vav is used for the word and. If I want to say you and me, ani ve'ata, you and I. Because what Vav does is it joins on the global scale, the energy from above down to our world. But we're going to see that it really involves much more. How about the very first Vav that appears in the Torah? There's a rule here, folks. The rule is that the first occurrence of something in the Torah is its primary source, and that's where you always have to look to understand its essence. So where is the very first Vav in the Torah?
V.S.
Very good. In the very first sentence of the Torah, Bereshit bara Elokim, in the beginning of God creating, et hashamayim, the heavens, v'et haaretz, and the earth. You'll note that it makes a lot of sense, because as we've said many times now, shamayim, heaven, represents spiritual, aretz, the earth, represents physicality. Therefore, the one letter that combines in God creating shamayim v'et haaretz is the letter Vav. It's not surprising, therefore, that what word is that, Rabbi Dave? The word ve'et, what number word in the Torah is it? Count it. Well, I'll be danged. It's number six. Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim ve'et. The very first occurrence. It has to be, because number six. But wait, it gets better. Because, hey, what letter, what number letter is it in the Torah? Well, Bereshit has the word, is six letters. Bara is three. Now you're up to nine. Bereshit bara Elokim is five. Now you're up to 14. Et, two more, is 16. Hashamayim is six, is 22. And now you're up to the first Vav. Ding, 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 ding. 22. Why is that so significant? Hey, remember, 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, that is the protoplasm of the creation of our world. Yeah, the Vav, 22nd letter, bullseye. That's how this all works. Okay, where else do we find hooks? So I think if you recall, we mentioned this when we spoke about the letter Aleph. We talked about the origin of where this word is used as hooks is in the building and construction of the tabernacle, in the Mishkan, where it talks about that they had beams. They had planks that were used for the walls that went on three sides of the tabernacle. So you had the planks standing upright, and you had hooks that were connected either as a way of holding the beams together, or more often at the top of the hook, at the top of the planks, you also had hooks that were there to hold the curtains that were there. In fact, the Torah calls them Vavei Ha'amudim, the hooks of the pillars. What was the point of those hooks? Once again, connecting the pillars that, right, to the curtains in the tabernacle. Now, let's think about it. if you had to pick some symbols of what the curtains represent, given all that you now know, what would you suggest that these curtains represent?
Maybe spirituality.
Why?
Because it's a curtain, it's something behind it, it's something that's like a veil, something you can't
read. Oh, that's a better word. I like that word better than the spirituality.
Veil.
I like the veil. I like the fact that the curtains really represent the divider. There may be something behind it, maybe spirituality, but the curtains really represent the power of concealment that exists between our worlds. Obviously, each one higher is hiding behind the curtain from the lower. Remember, 6 days of creation are creating the curtains, the masks, hiding the spirituality. The planks, the pillars, would therefore represent the revelation of the light, the energy that's channeled downward from the world, from world to world. Therefore, the function of the hooks is to take the pillar, the plank, and connect it with the curtains, with the concealment. Again, joining these two concepts, the power of concealment, the curtain, but the power of the pillar, which is that which is revealed. So the letter Vav really acts as two things. It acts as, in its form, it's like the pillar, standing erect, standing tall, that acts as the pillar, the axis of harmony, the axis of symmetry that's revealed in nature. But it also, on the other side, is also like the hook, looking like the hook, where there creates a certain equilibrium between symmetry and asymmetry, between right and wrong. The Vav really acts as both. Now, what's fascinating is how do you spell the letter Vav? See, for example, when we did Aleph, it's spelled with three Hebrew letters, Aleph, Lamed, Fe. That spells the word Aleph. Well, how do you spell Vav?
Vav, Vav.
Vav, Vav, Jeff says. Anybody want to take another shot at it?
Vav, Aleph, Vav?
Vav, Aleph, Vav. Very good, Robin. I'll give somebody one more shot. Go ahead, Susan. Unmute. I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. One second. Unmute. There you go.
Hey. Vav Hey?
No, wouldn't be a Vav Hey. It's Vav something Vav. One more. It's a Yud. There's three different ways that you could spell it. None of them are in the Torah, by the way. In the Torah, it doesn't spell any of these letters. But the classic Judaic literature has three different versions of it. One is the simple Vav, Vav, and you just phonetically pronounce Vav. Okay. Some people are more phonetic, and therefore they put an A in it, Vav. If you were spelling it in English, V-U-V, some would spell. V-O-V, V-A-V. You have some kind of sound in the middle there. So some do that with a Yud, and some do that with an Aleph. Three different versions of spelling it. But the classic is just Vav, Vav. Two Vavs next to each other, phonetically pronouncing it. Because that's really what it is. You have one Vav that's acting as the hook. Let me say it better. One that's acting as the channel itself, bringing it down. And the other is acting as the hook, combining the two. But either way, you have both aspects of it. But six, this idea of physical completion is not limited to the physical world in which we live. Because if you think about it, the Jewish people, as a complete self-contained unit, has the number six prominent in its life, in its history. And I'll prove it from what perhaps is the most profound experience of where we became the Jewish people. And that was through the Exodus, right? We know that that's where we were forged as a nation. We went from Egypt as slaves. We were taken out and liberated, went straight to Mount Sinai, got a Torah, and that's where history was forged. But what you find, so interestingly then, whenever we talk about the Jewish people as a nation, the number six is very prominent. Fran, this is yours. How many root souls of the Jewish nation? No, not eight, sorry. Wrong shell. How many? How many letters in the Torah?
213. 200 and...
I even set it up for you. Oh my goodness. Somebody help her, please.
6,000?
Not 6,000.
600?
600,000. 600,000. Remember the census that they took?
600,000, right.
600 and some odd thousand, right? How many letters in the Torah? Same thing, approximately 600,000 letters. It's not surprising. The famous, famous midrash that people quote all the time that everybody scratches their head and don't fully understand. How did we go from a family of 70 individuals in the time of Joseph and Jacob and his families coming down to settle in Egypt, just a few hundred years later, we're millions and millions. How did we proliferate so much? So the Midrash tells us that when women had children, they had how many at a time? Famous. They quoted this all the time.
Six
at a time. Six at a time. Just a random number to go tell us, oh, they had so many. Why pick the number six? It's this reason, is because what the concept of six represents is the completion in the physical realm. If you want to talk about the completion, you talk about it in multiples of six. And therefore, when you want to talk about a nation that proliferated to such a degree, you talk about them having them six at a time. Here's one more for you. What's the name of Moshe's father-in-law? What's his name?
Six. No.
That's not, wait, maybe. What's his name?
Yitro.
Yitro, right? Yitro. What was that his real name? No, Rena says no. What was his real name?
I don't know if it was his real name, but Reuel.
That's one of his names. That's good.
Yes, sir.
Yeter, very good. Max, his name had only three letters. Yud, Tuf, Resh. What happened? Once he converted and he embraced Judaism, what letter was added to his name at the end? The Vav. That's right, because now he was complete. He joined the Jewish people.
They hooked him in.
That perfect balance, that perfect synergy of physical and spiritual. You add from Yeter, you add a Vav at the end, it becomes Yitro. This is where it goes. I'm going to stop here. Because we're going to have to keep going in this concept, but it'll take it to the next level, okay? So, again, the letter Vav, which means a hook, bringing it all down into tangible, physical, real terms, is also the basis of physical completion. Hence, the world was created in 6 days, the idea of the six millennia of our world, the six Alephs of the first verse. The time is always a function of six. The Jewish people are represented by the number six as well. On that point, we'll stop and we'll pick this up again tomorrow night. But don't forget, 8 o'clock, God willing, and it's continuing with this idea about the Jewish people connected to the letter Vav. Okay? That's where we'll pick it up tomorrow night. Questions? Fabulous. You're either all confounded or it actually made sense and you'll just humor me and move on. Fabulous. Okay. All right.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.